The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver with Fort Recovery Lady Indian Basketball. Lady Indians taking on the Versailles Lady Tigers here tonight. Tracy White is the head coach of Versailles, and of course Holly Gann, the head coach of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has Callie Wendell, Sage Luthold, along with Carly Niekamp, also Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Maddie Guggenbiller, the usual starting lineup for the Indians. And Fort Recovery gets the basketball to start the game. Kennedy Mullenkamp across the timeline. Back spins, and there's a foul called on Versailles. It'll be out of bounds to the Indians. No shooting foul here. That's called on Lexi Magato for Versailles. Patty Guggenbiller will toss it in here. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and also in Bern, Indiana. Patty Guggenbiller, three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. It was last touched by Versailles. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. Go get him, Fort Recovery, says Dr. Thomas Banda. He'd love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. His office is located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and also Lori Tin are on the family dentistry office staff. Good luck, Lady Indians, from Dr. Thomas Banda in Portland. Fort Recovery with the ball back in, just passing it around. Too many passes, gals, and shoot the ball. There's one. Carly Niekamp firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Versailles. Getting the board for the Lady Tigers was Jenna Dirksen. Down underneath, shots fired up, no good. Rebound back up, no good. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller. As missing that last shot was Taylor Wagner, a big 6'1 center for the Lady Tigers. Versailles is 2-4 on the year. Fort Recovery is 0-6 on the year. So you'd like to think the Lady Indians have a shot at winning this game, playing a 2-4 team. Right side, Kennedy Mullenkamp up, no good. Rebound comes down to Versailles. To the big gal, Taylor Wagner. Lady Indians have to hit some shots, though. Here's a drive to the bucket, up, no good. Rebound back up, and no good again. Rebound back up and no good again on the third time. And getting both rebounds was Lexi Magato, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. She'll have two shots. Going to call that on Maddie Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. After this game, we have Jay County at Newcastle as Renna Sweeterman of Jay County attempts to break the school record for the all-time career scoring record for Jay County High School girls basketball. Good luck to Renna tonight. You'll be able to hear that game right after this game. Shots fired up, and it's no good. Got one of two for Lexi Magato. And Fort Recovery has the ball, and there's going to be a foul called on Versailles. It's going to be called on Magato. And that is number two on Magato, and she goes out of the game. I think she's one of their key players, so that's a big break for Fort Recovery. That is for sure. Callie Wendell with the ball for the Lady Indians. Works her way to the right side. Bounce pass down in the corner to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy dribbles into the free throw line. Now on the left side to Callie Wendell. Fires and misses. Rebound comes to Sage Luthold. Back out to Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. Still dribbling, passing to Maddie Guggenbiller. Kennedy Mullenkamp dribbling to Callie Wendell on the right. Callie drives, and her shot is blocked out of bounds by Versailles. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Ask about Cap Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just sign up at a friendly Cap Pharmacy near you. Of course, you'll find Cap Pharmacy in Fort Recovery as well as Union City, Indiana, and Burn, Indiana. Carly Niekamp with the basketball back outside to Maddie Guggenbiller. Now there's a nice cut by Kennedy Mullenkamp, but she missed the layup and goes out of bounds off of Versailles. Fort Recovery will have the ball. Nice section of male athletes down there rooting the gals on. There's a few ladies in there, too. Maddie Guggenbiller will pass in to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key. On the left it goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back outside to Guggenbiller. Dribbles down the lane, lost it, and there's going to be a foul called on Versailles. Called a foul on Taylor Wagner, their big girl, gets called for the foul. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in for the Lady Indians here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Comes into Callie Wendell, has it got knocked away, but saves Luthold, saves the day, and picks up the loose ball. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbles to the left. Feeds over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now to Callie Wendell. Went through her hands and out of bounds. Welcome to those of you who are watching on the high school television network. This is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland, broadcasting the game tonight along with FortRecoveryRadio.com. FortRecoveryRadio.com, proud producer of the Christmas Gala last night. They raised over $120,000 so far, and donations are still coming in to help needy families here in the Fort Recovery area. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Versailles will have it. Score is 1-0. That's all. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Inside up and no good. Rebound Maddie Guggenbiller, as it was Allison Swartz who missed the shot for Versailles. Right side, Sage Luthold. Oh, can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Versailles. Allison Swartz. Swartz will feed off to Heidi Stallman. They have two ladies who spell their name the same. One pronounces it Stammen, and one pronounces it Stallman. There's a pass inside for Versailles, but it's intercepted. No, Versailles got it back, and Maddie Guggenbiller is going to be called for a foul, and that is number two on her. So she may hit the bench with that second foul. At the line for Versailles is Taylor Wagner. Puts it up, and it's no good off the front of the rim. She will have one more. This is her first time at the free throw line tonight. Taylor Wagner, a sophomore. No good again. Rebound chased down by Versailles. Inside to Wagner, up and no good again. Rebound this time to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy goes down the far sideline across the timeline, lost the ball. Versailles picks it up. Here come the Lady Tigers with it. Over on the right into the corner. Now back outside it goes. That was Allison Swartz into the corner, and the feed inside is knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Once again, the coach of Versailles is Tracy White. Here comes the inbounds pass for the Lady Tigers. Underneath to Wagner, but she couldn't get it, and it's picked up by Carly Niekamp. Fort Recovery has the basketball. For handicapped medical equipment, visit Cal Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. The perfect gift for maybe some folks on your Christmas gift list, some handicapped medical equipment. You can find it right here in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery just hit a basket as scoring on the play was Kennedy Mullenkamp. Timeouts called by Versailles, so we'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Kennedy Mollenkamp put Fort Recovery ahead, 2-1. We played 4.5 minutes and only 3 points in the game so far. Right side it goes, down inside, back outside again. Versailles works it around. Over on the left, there's Wagner in the middle, back on the right side. Shots fired up from about 15 feet away by Cassie Leach. No good, and Fort Recovery came down with the rebound. DeCamp over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp across the timeline. Right side to Sage Luthold. Luthold back to Callie Wendell. Wendell feeds to Eva Kolick, who's in the game now, number 4 on her uniform. Carly DeCamp out front. Dribble stops. Passes off to Eva Kolick. Kolick brings it back out. Over to Callie Wendell on the right. She'll move down. Stops. Feeds back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fires a shot up. It's no good. Way off the mark. Rebound comes down to a jump ball between Eva Kolick and Versailles' Taylor Wagner. And it's going to Versailles.
Number 23, Katie Litt, back in the game for the Tigers.
So here we go with the Versailles offense. 2-1 score. Lady Indians on top by a point here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Down on the baseline into Wagner, up no good. Rebound back up and good. It was Allison Swartz who came through with the basket, and that puts Versailles ahead at 3-2 for recovery with the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline, feeds the right side to Sage Luthold. Luthold looks for a teammate. Tries to feed Callie Wendell, but it's knocked away by Wagner for Versailles. And the Lady Tigers bring it down. Over on the left, there's a three-point shot. Good. Jenna Dirksen gets her first basket of the night on a three. And that expands the lead to 6-2 now. Fort Recovery trailing by 4 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Eva Kolick on the left. Bounce pass to Sage Luthold. Back out to Eva Kolick. Eva dribbles to the right and has it knocked away by Versailles. The steal, it's up and good, and a foul's on Eva Kolick. Katie Litton on the steal, drove down, laid it in, and she was fouled by Eva Kolick, who was coming up from behind. And it's now 8-2. Fort Recovery calls timeout, trailing by 6. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthSmart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. HealthSmart, caring for you and about you.
Just a 30-second timeout here. Once again, coming up after this game, the big game for Jay County tonight. Jay County 9-1 on the year, travels to winless Newcastle. But the big part of the game is that Rennis Wiederman could break the school record for career scoring for Jay County High School, a record that's held up for 38 years. Here's the shot up, and it is good at the free throw line. Katie Litton converts. Versailles pressing full court here. Fort Recovery having problems. Carly DeCamp saves it back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Up to Callie Wendell. Boy, that was close to 10 seconds. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side it goes to Carly DeCamp. DeCamp stopping. Passing right to Callie Wendell. She'll drive in, fires the shot. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Carly DeCamp to Callie Wendell. She'll fire a three and got it. Callie Wendell gets a three-point basket. That makes the score now 9-5. Lady Indians down by 4. Versailles with the basketball. Inside it goes to Swartz. She feeds back outside and threw it away. She tried to find Grace Osborne out there, but it whizzed by her and out of bounds. Here's a reminder that the Calp Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours each weeknight for your convenience, Monday through Thursday until 7, and Friday nights until 6. That's Calp Pharmacy's location here in Fort Recovery. Left side to Callie Wendell, back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side to Eva Collig. To Mollenkamp, to Collig on the, or to Wendell on the left. Now to Collig on the right. Back out to Mollenkamp, down to 9 seconds. Lady Indians are going to take the last shot here. Eva Collig feeds inside to Sage Luthold, or tried to, and Versailles knocked it away. And they say it went off Sage Luthold. That's a close call there. So Versailles will have 0.6 seconds to try to score. They won't get a bucket in. Get the inbounds. Got the shot off. And it's no good. That would have counted.
Score
at the end of one. Fort Recovery trails here to the Versailles Lady Tigers by a score of 9-5. The same old cotton picking story for the Lady Indians. Just not enough offense. And this first quarter was brought to you by Calp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back with quarter number two in just a moment. Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us. Too much rain kept us out of the fields. And the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th, at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's KAINOSAG.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we move on to the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left to Callie Wendell. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp in the center circle. Fort Recovery trailing 9-5 in this game. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side to Sage Luthold. Luthold will bounce to Carly Niekamp, turns, fires, misses. Ball's tipped out of bounds. I think it went off of Versailles. Here comes the inbounds pass from Carly Niekamp. Barks out her signal. Will pass out to, tried to get it to Callie Wendell, and it's stolen, and then there's a foul call on Callie Wendell. What was the call? I missed it. Sorry. Must have called a violation on Versailles, so Fort Recovery has the basketball. Callie Wendell will pass over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Feeds underneath the Carly Niekamp. It's up no good. Rebound comes down to Versailles. Getting the board there was Jenna Dirksen. Inside to Wagner. Back outside, three-point shot good. That's the first basket of the night for Heidi Stallman. Gets a three, and that makes it 12-5 now. Lady Indians down by 7. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down, puts it up, no good. Rebound Versailles. Wagner, no, that's not Wagner. That is Cassie Leach with the rebound. Right side, there's a shot by Dirksen, no good. Rebound comes down. Traveling's called on Versailles. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland. FortRecoveryRadio.com, and also maybe you're watching on the high school TV network. We welcome you wherever you're listening in or watching in from. Outside, trying to get it to Callie Wendell. It's stolen by Versailles. Nice job, up and no good, though. Rebound, and there's going to be the ball tipped out of bounds by Eva Colling. That was an excellent steal by Katie Litton. She just couldn't get the ball to go in as she laid it up. Sage Luthold will exit the scene, and Maddie Guggenbiller will come back in. Maddie's kind of in a precarious position here. She has two personal fouls. Versailles puts it in play, back out front. There's a foul on Fort Recovery. Dirksen got fouled. And the call on Callie Wendell. That's only one on Callie, so she's in no problems. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass for Versailles comes to Dirksen. She'll fire it up and miss it. Rebound comes down. Wagner got it away. Passes back out to Dirksen on the left. Dribbles baseline. Tries to get the shot over the top of Eva Kolig. And Eva's going to be called for the foul. I think that's her second.
Foul number four, Eva Kolig, recovery.
Yes, it is. Number two on her. So we've got two ladies with two fouls. Eva Kolig and Maddie Guggenbiller. At the free throw line is Jenna Dirksen, and she puts it up and in. This is her first free throw opportunity of the evening. Gives her 4 points on the evening. She will have one more, and this is no good off the rim. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie will feed over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy will bring it up across the timeline. Works her way to the right. Tries to feed to Carly Niekamp. It's swiped away by Dirksen. Down she comes. Good. Jenna Dirksen on the steal, and she got the lay-in to make it 15-5 now. Lady Indians need some offense here. Come on, gals. Have not scored yet here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. And there's a foul called on Versailles. Going to call. I'm not sure what he called. Foul on Versailles, I guess. No. Now they give it to Versailles. It wasn't a foul on Versailles. I don't know what they called. Might have just been traveling or something. Versailles has the basketball. Lost it out of bounds. Trying to dribble down with it was Katie Litton, and she just lost it. Jenna Dirksen will leave for the Versailles Lady Tigers, and Lexi Magato will come back in. Again, remember, Magato has two fouls. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. She will feed to Sage Luth. Hold up and no good. Rebound back up by Carly Niekamp. Good.
2 point basket, Carly Niekamp.
Carly gets her first basket of the night. Makes it 15-7 now. And that is the first basket of the second quarter for Fort Recovery. Inside pass is knocked away by the Lady Indians. We have a jump ball call. Swartz was surrounded by Lady Indians, Allison Swartz. And on the jump ball goes to the Versailles Lady Tigers, or the held ball. Tossing it in here is Cassie Leach. Comes into Swartz. Back over on the right side it goes. Back out top. With the ball there is Grace Osborne. She'll pass it off. Now a nice drive to the right. No good. Rebound Swartz. No good. Rebound comes to Sage Luthold. Luthold will feed off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She lost the ball. But they say it was touched by Versailles. So Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. 15-7 score. Fort Recovery down by 8 here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, that's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Tigers, Katie Litton. So it will be out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Carly Niekamp tossing in to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Again, after this game is over, we'll be going to Newcastle tonight to bring you the game between Jay County and Newcastle. Callie Wendell, good. Three-point basket for Callie. That's her second three of the night. Maybe this is her night. Maybe she's going to start drilling those. 15-10, a five-point lead. Here's a three-pointer for Versailles, no good. Rebound, Callie Wendell. It's missing that shot was Grace Osborne. Wendell comes down, feeds off to Kennedy Mollenkamp, drives in, no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and Kennedy will be at the line with two shots. These will be her first free throws of the evening.
Fouls on number 13, Grace Osborne.
You'll find the endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Oh, in and out and back out. Kennedy Mollenkamp missed that one. She will have one more. This could cut the lead down to 4 points. Eyes it and flies it, and it's no good off the back of the rim. But Fort Recovery Sage Luthold chased down the rebound. Callie Wendell over to Carly Niekamp. Back outside it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Between the circles, dribbling the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Sage Luthold double dribbled. And she knew it. Picked up the dribble and then dribbled again. Versailles with the ball. Lady Indians down by 5, 15-10. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Out front with it over on the left wing. Back out front again to Grace Osborne. She feeds over on the right. Back out top it goes to Osborne. Back on the left. Cross-court pass comes over here to Lexi Magato. Magato back outside to Osborne. Left into Swartz. Swartz will try to pass into Wagner, and the pass was too long, out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will get the ball. The Wagner girl and the Swartz girl, these two young ladies are pretty tall girls. Wagner's at 6'1", and Swartz listed at 6'. And for ladies basketball, that's pretty tall. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it up. Lady Indians down by 5, 15-10. Callie Wendell on the right. Passes out to Carly Niekamp. Left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back out top to Carly Niekamp. Eva Kolick will fire a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes to Versailles. Katie Litton came down with the rebound. She'll pass to Osborne inside to Swartz. Knocked away by Carly Niekamp. Callie Wendell comes up with the basketball. She'll bring it down. 2:25 left in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. You'll find all those dependable and, again, cost-effective New Holland tractors at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And there's a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery calls timeout with 2:12 to go in the half. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in the New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fort Recovery puts the ball back in play. Carly Niekamp tried to pass out deep to Callie Wendell, and it's stolen by Wagner. Now the ball is loose, picked up by Callie Wendell. Turnover Versailles. Down comes Callie with the basketball. Left side. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. A minute 57 left on the scoreboard clock. Eva Kolick back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. We're in the first half of play here, second quarter. Kennedy Mollenkamp drives in. Nice drive, but she missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Versailles. Schwartz came up with the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Allison Schwartz. Right side to Jenna Dirksen in the lane. She'll pass over on the left. Back out top. Knocked away by Callie Wendell, but Versailles got the ball back. Jenna Dirksen on the right. She'll feed into Schwartz. Allison Schwartz underneath the Wagner. Good. Taylor Wagner gets her first points of the game, and that makes it 17-10. Versailles by 7 points. Lady Indians need a score here. Need to keep pace with these gals. Sage Luthold back outside to Callie Wendell. Wendell will feed off to Eva Collig. Collig looks for a teammate, goes back out to Carly Niekamp, and nice steal by Jenna Dirksen of Versailles. Down they come, up and good. Katie Litton scoring her second basket tonight, 5 points on the night, and it's 19-10. All of a sudden, it was a 5-point game, now it's a 9-point game. Versailles leading. Sage Luthold fires a three. It's no good off the mark. Rebound comes to Versailles. And once again, the Lady Indians had a chance to carve the lead down here with time kind of winding down in this second quarter. It's not worked out for them, just like last night or the other night on Tuesday against St. Mary's. They had the same thing happen to them at the end of the second quarter. Here's a three-point shot by Dirksen. Good. Right at the horn. Jenna Dirksen hits a three, and all of a sudden the 5-point lead has been ballooned to 12. 22-10. The Versailles Lady Tigers have taken a 12-point lead over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Hey, thanks to our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. They're your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. And remember, they have outstanding service for all of your farm machinery at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with halftime coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us. Too much rain kept us out of the fields. And the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th, at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's KAINOSAG.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, not a happy night so far for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They had carved it down to 15-10, had two free throws coming, a chance to cut the lead to 3 points, and just couldn't get it done, unfortunately. And so, the score is 22-10 at the end of the first half of play. At the end of the first quarter, Fort Recovery trailed 9-5, again 22-10 here at the end of the first half of play. Fort Recovery, they were led in scoring in the first half by Callie Wendell, who had 2 threes for 6 points, followed by Carly Niekamp with 2 points on a two-point goal, and then 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp on a two-point goal. Kennedy was 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and those were the only free throws the Indians were able to shoot tonight. So 6 for Callie Wendell, 2 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and 2 for Carly Niekamp. For the Versailles Lady Tigers, let's see here. They're letting scoring. Looks like Jenna Dirksen. She has a total of 9 points on the evening. 2 threes, a two-point goal, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 9 points. It's 5 points for Katie Linton on 2 two-point goals and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. 3 points for Heidi Stallman on a three-point goal. 2 points for Allison Swartz on a two-point goal. Also, 2 points for Taylor Wagner on a two-point goal. She was also 0 for 2 at the line tonight so far. Lexi Magato was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for 1 point here at the half. Again, Jenna Dirksen leads the way with 9 points. Once again, 5 for Katie Linton, 3 for Heidi Stallman, 2 for Taylor Wagner, Allison Swartz, and 1 for Lexi Magato. Score at halftime, 22-10. Fort Recovery, once again, they trailing by 12 points here at the end of the first half of play. Don't forget, we do have coming up for you the game between Jay County and Newcastle from Newcastle. Big game for Jay County because Rennis Wiederman, outstanding player for the Lady Patriots, has a chance to break the school record for career scoring points, passing a record that has been held by Shannon Freeman Frog for the past 38 years. If she gets 26 points tonight in the game at Newcastle, she'll tie the record. And if she gets 27, she will break the school record tonight. If she can't do it tonight, she'll get it done on Saturday at South Adams. We'll be back with the second half of play from Fort Recovery in just a moment.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us. Too much rain kept us out of the fields. And the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th, at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's KAINOSAG.com. Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, we begin the third quarter of play brought to you by Cooper Farms with several area locations, including Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Fort Recovery with the ball to start the third quarter of play. Callie Wendell out front with it. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Over to Callie Wendell. She will dribble to the left. Now gives over to Maddie Guggenbiller, who popped out. Guggenbiller will drive to the hoop. Feeds off to Sage Luthold. And it goes out of bounds, untouched by anybody else. Sage was right idea there. Sage was breaking from the baseline on the left towards the basket, and the pass just, they just couldn't connect on the pass. Versailles with the basketball. Over on the left to Jenna Dirksen, in the middle. Shots fired up, no good, knocked out of bounds off of who? Off of Versailles. That was Lexi Magato, who missed that shot in the lane. So Fort Recovery with the ball. Versailles 2-4 on the year, and Fort Recovery is 0-6 on the campaign. Whoops. One of the Lady Versailles Tigers got hit in the eye, and they're going to stop play. So while they stop play, we're going to pause for this commercial break. We'll be back in a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself. And we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
She got hit in the eye, and that was Cassie Leach. She goes out of the game, has been replaced. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. Normally they don't stop the offense if the other team is the one that has a hurt player, but I have no qualms about that. Ooh, they missed Carly Niekamp underneath, and knocking the ball away was Magato for Versailles. Maddie Guggenbiller puts it back in play, tries to get it into Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's stolen by Magato, now stolen back by Callie Wendell, and she scores, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Callie Wendell gets a two, And a chance to get a ninth point here for the night. That foul was whistled on Versailles' Grace Osborne. Callie Wendell at the line. And it's good. She has nine on the night. I think that might be, would have to go back and check, but this might be her high of the year. Certainly she's capable of being in double figures every game once she gets her game going. Fort Recovery playing a 2-3 zone here. Versailles with the ball. Back on the left side it goes. Magoteau, bounce pass to Dirksen. Dirksen fires and hits. Nice shot by Jenna Dirksen. She's an excellent shooter. That gives her, I think, 11 on the night. Here's a drive by Mullenkamp. Yes, for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Drove the right baseline and puts it up and in. That gives her 4 points on the night. And it's now 24-15, back to a 9-point game. Versailles with the ball. Yeah, they're not happy with Fort Recovery's zone defense, so they're just standing outside with the basketball. Now they work it around, down in the left corner, back out front. Right side, Jenna Dirksen. Back out top, over on the left wing now to Magoteau. Oh, she turned it over. And picky, pretty picky there. She did. By the rule, she did. But Fort Recovery with the basketball brings it up. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Right side, left side, threw it away. Tried to hit Maddie Guggenbiller and just led her too far out, and Maddie couldn't get to the ball. So Versailles gets it back on the turnover. 5:14 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery. Stolen away by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Right side to Niekamp, and there's traveling call on Callie Wendell. Niekamp missed the shot anyway. The out of bounds to Versailles. Here comes the inbounds pass from Jenna Dirksen. Bringing it up here is Katie Litton. She'll pass over on the right side, back around the horn. Litton gets it back on the left corner. Katie passes back out top to Cassie Leach. Back to Litton, back to Cassie Leach. Leach will pass in the middle to Taylor Wagner, back outside to Leach, firing and missing. Air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Most of the Fort Recovery varsity team is down there in the end zone cheering on the Lady Indians. Down comes Kennedy Mullenkamp with the ball. Feeds off to Callie Wendell. Wendell stopping, passing to Carly Niekamp inside. Missed it, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. I think Versailles helped Carly out on that one. Carly still got the youngster in her. Being a sophomore, she's pretty herky-jerky with a lot of her play. But getting better, Carly puts it up and got it. She will have one more. Bounces the basketball, 24-16. This will make it 24-17. Oh, she can't get it to go down. Rebound Jenna Dirksen of Versailles. Here come the Lady Tigers with the ball. All the way down. Underneath it goes. There's Wagner up and in. Correction. Did not go in. But she is fouled in the act of shooting. Taylor Wagner will be at the line. Call that foul on Carly Niekamp. Wagner has 2 points on the night so far. This is up and good. Makes it 25-16. Eva Collig will report in for the Lady Indians, and Sage Luthold will take a break. Eva's only a sophomore. One more for Taylor Wagner. It's up and good again. We have timeout. Timeout on the court. And Versailles calls the timeout. 4:09 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Smart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, Versailles stole the ball away from Fort Recovery on the full court press. Here's an outside shot up and no good. Rebound comes down. Versailles got the rebound. Out front with it there is Heidi Stallman. Into Taylor Wagner, back out. Stallman fires and hits a three. Heidi Stallman with her second three of the night. It's 29-16. There's a foul on Stallman, as they fouled Kennedy Mollenkamp on the full court press.
Number 33, Allison Schwartz, checking in for the Tigers.
So bringing it up is Kennedy Mollenkamp for Fort Recovery. Cooper Farms, third quarter play. Oh, almost stolen, but Niekamp has it. There's three for Maddie Guggenbiller. Missed it. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back outside. Guggenbiller fires a three. Missed it again. Rebound, Eva Colling. She'll put it up and in. Nice job by Eva Colling. That makes a score now. 29-18 for Recovery. Trails in this game by 11 points. Versailles with the basketball. Schwartz with it. Allison Schwartz back out front. That's Katie Litton. Right side. Back out of here to Dirksen. Katie Litton gets it back. Right wing it goes to Cassie Leach. Passes over here on the left. To Katie Litton again. Back over to Leach on the right. Underneath, there's Schwartz. Turns, fires, hits. Nice teamwork.
2-point basket, Allison Schwartz.
So that makes the score now 31-18. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Dribbling out front with it. Callie Wendell over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes in, stops, missed it. Rebound comes down to Versailles. Right side shot by Dirksen is no good. That was about a three-pointer. It wouldn't go. Eva Colley comes up with the rebound for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Carly Niekamp on the left. Niekamp drives, and her shot is blocked. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be given to Fort Recovery on the baseline. Fort Recovery led by Callie Wendell with nine. Kennedy Mollenkamp has 4 points, three for Carly Niekamp, two for Eva Colling. And I think that's pretty much it in the scoring column. We got a foul called on Versailles. Heidi Stallman gets called for the foul. It's her third foul for Versailles. And so Sage Luthold will have the ball. And now here's Versailles stealing it away. Another turnover for Fort Recovery. Back outside, over on the left it goes. Up, no good. Rebound comes down. Scrambled for. Versailles saves it. Inside to Allison Swartz, hitting, and she's fouled. Allison Swartz scores, and she is fouled. That was a nice job by Katie Litton a moment ago for Versailles, who kind of stole the ball away there. Again, Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Free throw is no good by Swartz. Rebound to Carly Niekamp. Gives it over here to Kennedy Mullenkamp. 1:09 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Lady Indians trail 33-18. Eva Kolick back outside. Callie Wendell with it. Dribbling between the circles. Closely guarded there. Gives over to Eva Kolick. She'll dribble to the right. Stops. Versailles has nice pressure defense going on here. Nice aggressive defense. Callie Wendell. Oh, it bounces off. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back outside to Callie Wendell. 33 seconds left. Wendell dribbling the ball, asking for one of her teammates to come out and help her. Here's a screen set by Eva Kolick. Wendell drives and scores. Nice screen by Eva Kolick, and Wendell puts it up and in, and she is in double figures with 11 points now. 14 seconds left to go here in this third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Out front with it is Katie Litton. She'll feed over to Magato. Magato bounce pass inside to Swartz. Fires and misses. Nice play by Versailles, but Allison Swartz missed it. And the score at the end of three. Unfortunately, the Lady Indians continue to fall further behind. 33-20 is the score now. Lady Indians down by 13 points at the end of the third quarter of play. We'll be back in a moment. Here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Nice to have you folks along with us. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big-ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Versailles with the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. They lead 33-20 here. Versailles 2-4 on the year. Fort Recovery 0-6. Shots fired up. No good. Knocked around. Rebound to Swartz for Versailles. Outside shot. Up and good on a three. That was Katie Litton getting the three-point basket. Makes it 36-20 now as Versailles continues to pull away here. Maddie Guggenbiller with the ball. Dribble, stops, and there's a foul called on Versailles. Looks like Allison Swartz might have a busted lip there, maybe. Yeah, I think she's okay. Here we go with the inbounds pass. And Maddie Guggenbiller banks it off one of the Versailles players, got it back, and then puts it up and is fouled in the act of shooting. One of the players for Versailles had her back turned to Maddie and right in front of her, so she just banked it off of the player and jumped in bounds and got the ball, but couldn't get the basket. But she was fouled afterwards, so Fort Recovery keeps possession. Callie Wendell with it. Looking for a teammate. Over to Eva Kolick. Back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell will drive, fire, and hit. Two-point basket for Callie Wendell. Hey, she's having the kind of game that I think she can have every game if she gets going here. 36-22, and Callie with 13 points now on the night. Coming up after this game, stay tuned, Jay County and Newcastle. In just a few minutes, Renna Sweeterman, will she break the record tonight? We'll find out with Justin Mangold and Zeb Hudson calling the action from Newcastle. Again, Renna Sweeterman could become the all-time leading scorer in Jay County girls basketball history. And there's a ball drop. Kennedy Mullenkamp almost had that, but she lost it out of bounds. Went through her hands, and Versailles has the basketball. Here comes the inbounds pass. Three-point shot, good. Nope, they say two. Two-point shot by Cassie Leach, and that is her first basket of the night. Cassie Leach. Maddie Guggenbiller on a three, won't go. Rebound, Allison Swartz for Versailles. Dumps it out very quickly over there to Katie Litton. Now back out here to Cassie Leach. Right around the corner it goes, and inside pass is loose and picked up by the Indians. Fort Recovery picks up the turnover there. Maddie Guggenbiller right side into Carly Niekamp. She scores. Maddie Guggenbiller gets the assist. Carly Niekamp, her fifth point of the night. That makes it now 38-24. Versailles Lady Tigers working the ball around. This is, of course, a conference game, Midwest Athletic Conference. And Maddie Guggenbiller is going to be called for a foul. She thought it was a clean swipe, but the official didn't see it that way. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And maybe you're watching on the High School Sports Network. Glad to have you with us tonight for the basketball game. Free throw is up and good by Cassie Leach. That's her third point of the evening. She will have one more. Lady Tigers now lead 39-24. Up and good again. 5 minutes to go here in the game. Kennedy Mullenkamp over to Carly Niekamp. Eva Kollig on the left. Back outside it goes to Carly Niekamp. And a timeout is called by Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment. 4:52 to go. The Lady Tigers of Versailles lead 40-24.
Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us. Too much rain kept us out of the fields. And the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's kanosag.com.
We're back at the Portside Fieldhouse. Again, we'll be going to one of the nation's largest high school facilities in the Fieldhouse category, the Newcastle Fieldhouse, in a moment. Jay County playing down at Newcastle tonight in girls basketball. Our next Fort Recovery broadcast Saturday night will bring you the game between Ansonia and Fort Recovery here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Invite you to tune in as Tony Overton will bring his Ansonia Tiger team to Fort Recovery to play our boys on Saturday night. Brent Niekamp fires it up, no good. Rebound. I should say Carly Niekamp fires it up, no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she scores. Got about a 15-footer or so. 40-26. Lady Indians have cut the lead to 14 points now. Kennedy Mollenkamp just scoring a moment ago, and she has a total now of 6 points on the night. Inside to Wagner. Taylor Wagner with the basketball for Versailles. Back over on the left to Jenna Dirksen. Back on the right side it goes to Heidi Stallman. Inside, up, no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Taylor Wagner making a move for the hoop, and she was squished by two Lady Indians and are going to call the foul on Eva Colleague, her third. That'll give two free throws here for Taylor Wagner. Eyes it and flies it and missed it. She is only two out of five so far tonight. She could even the score with this one. Puts it up and good. So now she's three out of six. Full recovery with the ball. And then again, Versailles continuing to press full court. And there's a foul called on Jenna Dirksen.
Foul's on number five, Jenna Dirksen for Versailles.
Once again, the coach for the Lady Tigers is Tracy White. For Fort Recovery, Holly Gann. And Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Kennedy Mollenkamp up to Sage Luthold. Passing to Kennedy Mollenkamp right down the middle. Right side firing a shot as Callie Wendell, no good. Rebound, Mollenkamp, good.
Kennedy Mollenkamp
picking up her eighth point. And Fort Recovery might have stolen the ball away. Yep, knocked it away. It caused Versailles to throw it away.
Number 15, Cassie Leach. And number 33, Allison Schwartz, all checking in for Versailles.
Here is Carly Niekamp tossing it in. Lady Indians trail by 13. Passes tip, but Carly Niekamp got it back and scores. How about that? Carly Niekamp now with 7 points on the night. Down comes Versailles with the basketball. Back out top, Jennifer Dirksen, three-pointer. No good this time. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Lady Indians can cut the lead under 10 here. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left to Sage Luthold. She'll fire and she'll miss. Rebound, Eva Colling. Back out to Kyle. Callie Wendell missed it. Rebound comes down. Knocked away. Scrambled for. We've got a foul called, I'm afraid, on Eva Colling. No, it's on Versailles. I think the foul's called on Versailles. On Jenna Dirksen.
Foul's on number five.
Yep.
Jenna Dirksen for Versailles.
So at the line will go Eva Colling. That might have been a break for the Lady Indians. This could cut the lead to nine. If Eva Colley can hit these free throws, the first one is in the air, and it is good. Eva now with 3 points on the night. That's the first time she's had a free throw this evening. One more for Eva Colley. Puts it in the air, and got it. Hey, it's getting interesting. Lead is down to 9 points, 41-32, and Versailles calls timeout. 3 minutes to go in the game, 3:01 exactly. We'll be back right after this.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
28-8
game tonight, 13 points for this evening. starting to get more comfortable out there on offense. Versailles will have the ball when we resume action. They called timeout a moment ago. And they're having trouble getting it in. Just barely get it into Jenna Dirksen. Over now is Katie Litton with it. And there's a foul called on Eva Kollig, and that's number four on Eva. So she'll have to be careful to stay in there.
Number 25, Taylor Wagner.
Taylor Wagner coming in for Versailles, and leaving the game is Grace Osborne. Here comes the inbounds pass to Jenna Dirksen. Out front with the basketball. Over it goes to Katie Litton. Litton at the center circle. Now she'll hand off. Cassie Leach now around to Dirksen. Now on the left it goes to Swartz. Swartz back out to Dirksen. Versailles just going to kind of eat the clock here with this 10-point lead. Actually, they lead by nine. Port Recovery may have to go for the fouls. Callie Wendell goes out and fouls Cassie Leach. Here we go with the inbounds pass for Versailles, leading 41-32. 2:32 to go. Oh, Callie Wendell almost stole it, but Versailles got it back. Jenna Dirksen on the right wing. And back outside, they almost threw it away again. With the ball there is Katie Litton, way out front. Versailles Lady Tigers lost the ball, maybe. Yes, it's Niekamp coming up with the loose basketball. Carly Niekamp over to Callie Wendell. Left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp has the ball knocked away and stolen by Jenna Dirksen. Big steal for the Lady Tigers because Fort Recovery could have kept the lead to seven. Now the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. Boy, that would have been interesting. But it didn't happen. Inbounds pass comes to Jenna Dirksen. Now scrambled for, and we've got a jump ball called, a held ball. It's going to Fort Recovery.
Jump ball goes to the Indians.
So the Lady Indians have a chance to cut the lead to seven, maybe even six if they can get a three. Magato's coming back in for Versailles, Lexi Magato, and Allison Swartz will take a rest. Here we go with the inbounds pass for Carly Niekamp. Trying to get it to Callie Wendell. In trouble. Finally gets it to Wendell, but it's stolen from Wendell. Here's a layup by Versailles. It's good. Boy, that hurt. Katie Litton on the steal and lays it in, making it 43-32. Back to an 11-point lead now. Here's Carly Niekamp on a three. Won't go. Close, but didn't go. Rebound comes down to Versailles. Getting the board was Katie Litton. Down to a minute 20 to go in the game. Working her way on the left side, back outside. Well, I know Coach Holly Gann's going to have to be happy with the way the Lady Indians, again, came back here in this game. Had a chance to cut it to seven. Didn't do it, but the foul called on Callie Wendell for Fort Recovery.
Number 7. I'll put the Tigers in the line. Shooting 1-1. Number 5, Jenna Dirksen.
Jenna Dirksen will go to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. She has a bunch of points on the night. This one's up and no good. Missed it. She has 11 points on the evening. Full recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp underneath, spins and is tied up, or what? No, foul is called on Versailles. That is going to be called on Cassie Leach.
Her first team in.
At the free throw line goes Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll have two shots. It's up. Well, actually, it's 1-1. Oh, no good. Missed it, and rebound comes to Versailles. Right side over there to Katie Linton. Back over to Jenna Dirksen on the left. Now on the wing to Allison Swartz. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery. 37 seconds remaining. Again, stay tuned. After this game, we're going to go to the Newcastle-Jay County game at the Newcastle Chrysler Fieldhouse, where Jay County's Renna Sweeterman have a chance to break the school record tonight for career scoring for Jay County High School. Allison Swartz goes to the free throw line, 1-1. The first one's good. She will have one more. She has 7 points on the night. One more for Allison. It's up, and it's no good this time. She stays at 7. Rebound out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery. Knocked out there by the Lady Tigers. Down to 34 seconds left. All over but the shouting here. Fort Recovery is going to drop to 0-7. And Versailles is going to improve to 3-4 on the year. Or I'm sorry, let's see. Yes, 3-4. There's a foul on Versailles. Taylor Wagner gets called for the foul. That's going to send Sage Luthold to the line. Sage has not yet scored this evening. She will have 2 shots here, fouled in the act of shooting. Free throws up, and it is no good. She will have one more. 23 seconds remaining in the game. One more for Sage Luthold. It's up, and it is no good again. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. No good. Rebound for Sales, and there's a foul on Fort Recovery. This is one of those games where these last 20 seconds are going to take forever. We'll give you a quick wrap-up as soon as the game ends here. Get out of here for the Jay County game coming up. At the free throw line, Allison Swartz. Oh, got it. Take that back. Got the first one. She will have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up. It's good. 9 points now for Allison Swartz. She's had a nice game. She exits the game and goes to the bench. 46-32, the score now. 14-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Again, the Lady Indians had the ball with a chance to cut it to 7 just a couple of minutes ago, but couldn't get it done. And Versailles just moved away after that. Fort Recovery just lost the ball. That's going to be the end of the game. Final score, Versailles 46, Fort Recovery 32. Here's the scoring for the victorious Versailles Lady Tigers. They were led tonight by Jenna Dirksen with 11 points. Katie Litton had 10. 9 for Allison Swartz. Chipping in with 6 was Heidi Stallman. It was 5 points for Taylor Wagner, 4 for Cassie Leach, and 1 for Lexi Magato. Again, leading the way, 11 points for Jenna Dirksen, 10 for Katie Litton, and 9 for Allison Swartz. For Fort Recovery, they were led by Callie Wendell tonight, who had 13 points on the evening. Kennedy Mollenkamp was next in line with 8 points. Then we had Carly Niekamp with a total of 7 points on the night. And Eva Kolig ended up with 4 points on the evening, and that was all the scoring for Fort Recovery. Again, Callie Wendell with 13 for Callie Wendell, 8 for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That is going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks so much for listening in. Stay tuned. The Newcastle-Jay County game coming up here in just a moment on PG-14, Jay Country 101.